I'm just starting off Hanukkah, a quick, interesting shtickle Gemara. The Gemara tells us about Miriam Bas Bilga, Hanukkah-related Gemara at the end of Sukkah. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, Maise be Miriam Bas Bilga. There was a story of Miriam Bas Bilga. Shemira Dosa, Miriam Bas Bilga was a Yiddish girl, and Shemira Dosa, she went off to Drech. Volchon, she went, Vinoseis, the Seyudah, the Echot, and she married at the Sajid Echot, aristocrat, Malchi Yevonim, from the princes of Yevonim. I don't think he was a real prince, but he was an aristocrat, a person, a Greek, very important Greek, prominent Greek man. She married him. Kshenichnos Yevonim, Lehechol, when the Yevonim came to the Hechol, when the Greek came into the Beis HaMikdosh, Hoysim Avetis, Beis HaMikdosh, she hit with her, when she took her shoe off, and she hit with her shoe on the Mizbeach. Al Gabi Mizbeach, she took her shoe off, and she went right through the Beis HaMikdosh, to the Ezra's Yisrael, to the Ezra's Levim, all the way to the Mizbeach, and she took her shoe off there, and she banged with the shoe, Al Gabi Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach, and she said, Lukus, Lukus, wolf, wolf, she was talking to the Mizbeach, and she said, Lukus, Lukus, wolf, wolf, had Mosat, Mechalim, Moin, Shel Yisrael, how long are you wasting the money, Yiddish money for? All the Karbonas, all the offerings, the sacrifices, there's so much, such a waste of money. How long are you wasting? And you're not looking after the money of the Jews. And when the Chachamim heard about this disgraceful act that this Miriam Bas Bilga did, they punished not only her, but in fact the whole family, the Mishmeres and the Beis HaMikdash, they were punished. And they had the various rights and privileges removed in the Beis HaMikdash of an entire family. That's the Gemara. So we've got Miriam Bas Bilga that went off, married out, went to the Beis HaMikdash when the Yevonim came in the times of the Chashmonaim. She came in and she took her shoe off and she banged on his back and she started very rude, very, very rude words. Wolf, wolf, how long are you wasting Yiddish money with the Kabbonas in the Beis HaMikdash? This is the Gemara, a fascinating Gemara, and she was punished. She was punished on that. And now it's a fascinating Gemara. A lot of questions that can be asked on that. A lot of questions, but I'm just focus on one quick question that I saw that Sif Sechaim has got a whole achov about this. But one question is a blatant question that why is it that the Chomer only punished her for at that point? I mean, again, Miriam married out, she went off. The Chomer didn't do anything, but only later on when she went into the Beis HaMikdash and she was doing that action on the Mizbeach, only at that point they punished her. Why didn't they punish her earlier? Surely, going off the Derech and marrying out, surely much worse than banging on the Mizbeach. So I want to suggest that maybe a little bit inspired from the Prime Finland, I'm not sure, but I want to suggest there's always people going off the Derech that eventually a lot of people come back. Could be sometimes after 2 years, after 5 years, 20 years. Some people have come back after 50 years. But, you know, it's not, things do change and do develop. But when a person goes on to, like Miriam Bas Bilga, she went to the Beis HaMikdash, banging with her shoe onto his back, that showed such an incredible, incredible, incredible disrespect to the Beis HaMikdash, to Kedusha, to anything which is holy. There was a point of no return. She's going to do that, she's never going to come back. In fact, that was the root of the problem. Surely she was never going to... the reason why she went out, when she went off and she married out, was surely because of that intrinsic, incredibly deep disrespect for Kedusha. And once Chomim saw that, then they knew that she has reached the point of no return and she was never going to come back. And that's why they didn't punish her when she went off, and they shouldn't punish her when she married out even, but they did see it fitting to punish her when she did that. That's that obviously gives us food for thought about to value and appreciate Kedusha and holy matters, because that's the root of so much good as well. Just like it was by her the root of all the bad that she did, similarly also if a person values and appreciates Kedusha, that is the root of an enormous amount of good that a person can bring into this world. Simon Tov Nun Siv Beis Yisrael Shemekabel Ben Yehudi, a Yid that receives from a Goy Beribes, he gets interest every week. Kikorosh B'chol Shavua, he gets interest every week. He gets a bit of bread every week. Yom Lo Koydim Pesach, you tell him before Pesach. The week of Pesach, please don't come with your bread. I know you owe it to me every week. The week of Pesach, don't come with bread. Please give me kemach, flour, or emos, or coins. Give me money, but don't come with with chometz, please. I can't benefit from it. Forgiven shivus neimor el kach, but once he's done that condition, havol pi shachah Pesach noisin loy kikoros chometz. If let's say the guy failed to show up on Pesach. He didn't show up, and the subsequent week he says, "Oh, I didn't come. I didn't have any time, or I didn't have an opportunity to come. And now I'm coming with two loaves of bread. Can he take now two loaves of bread, one for the Pesach week, and one for the subsequent week? Can he do that?" So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Yes, noisel kikoros chometz. He can take the bread of chometz for the Pesach week as well. Why? Chalif ekemach v'amoisein v'shor, because they are exchange of the flour and the money that he was meant to take and bring to the eat." On Pesach, and therefore it's permitted. In other words, that since during Pesach he was meant to bring kemach oimos, so therefore the fact that he didn't bring it, but that was what he really had to bring, and therefore if he brings on the subsequent week after Pesach, he brings bread for that week as well, that exchanges for the flour and money, and therefore it's okay and it's permitted. It appears therefore that if he didn't make any precondition beforehand, before Pesach, then it would be a problem. Siv Gimel Yisrael v'ni Yehudi Sheish Lemtana B'Shutfas. There was only one oven in town previously. It was a good business to own an oven and rent it out. And that was indeed a partnership over here between a Yid and a Goy that owned an oven to rent out. Yisrael v'ni Yehudi Sheish Lemtana B'Shutfas. Oymel en Yehudi Koydem Pesach Toil Ato Shal Pesach. He tells to the Goy, listen, I can't make any profit from the oven on Pesach, so we're going to divide it. In equal amount, but you are going to take the Pesach week and I'm going to take the subsequent week. You take all the money that comes in on Pesach, and I'll take Achkachov after that. Yisrael Shoyul Eitano, a Yid had an oven, Siv Dalet, Yisrael Shoyul Eitano, V'ofu Bo'in Yudim, Chomet of Pesach. Okay, imagine there was an oven, a bit like a self-service oven. Put in 5 pounds and bake and cook whatever you want, and it belonged to the Yid. This was not a partnership, it belonged to the Jew, and the Goyim used it over Pesach, and obviously they used it for chametz. V'ofu bo'en yudim chametz for Pesach. Afilu mois asur lekabel b'schori person. Now after Pesach he goes to his oven, and he sees plenty of coins there. People used it over Pesach, obviously for chametz. Goyim. Can he take those coins and benefit from them or not? Shulchan Aruch says, "V'ofu bo'en yudim chametz Pesach, goyim baked Pesach. Ofu v'afilu mois osu lekabel b'schori, he's not allowed to take any coins from it. Ta'avelim mistakim b'isuriano, because the person is benefiting from isuriano, they baked chametz, and therefore he's not allowed to take the money. Even kibul kvar mois, but once he has received the money, mutar le'enos mehem, he can benefit from it. Now there isn't definitely a very big chiddush here, because surely he's not benefiting from the chametz." He's benefiting from the oven. Person could have theoretically also used it for matzahs. He's not directly benefiting from chametz. Now, normally you're benefiting from chametz if you sell chametz, or you burn chametz, or you actively, physically take benefit from the chametz. Here, that wasn't the case. All he did is that he had an oven and goyim used it, and perhaps they used it, likely they used it, for chametz, but it's not direct, I know, from chametz. And nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch tells us that it's mistake besuri ano. It's a very big chiddush. The reason why afterwards the person is allowed to benefit from the coins is because it doesn't go into the coins, into the money, and therefore a person is b'dieved allowed to have enough from the money. But the issa in the first place needs to be understood.